With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. More than 2 million new cases of sexually transmitted infections were reported last year in the United States. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Yesterday, we told you about Montana perhaps gaining ground in the battle against gonorrhea. But there's also an alarming rise in syphilis here. Tonight, we take a closer look at people impacted by the state's most common sexually transmitted infection, chlamydia. The state health department says Montana's on track for over 4,000 cases of chlamydia by year's end. Jessica Vanderziel's long-term relationship fell apart about 2 years ago. Breakups are never fun, and this one was no exception.
I mean, I was in a very downward spiral at that point.
Vanderziel suddenly found herself back on the dating scene. The then 24-year-old Missoulian says she was drinking too much at that time and not making great decisions.
Just being a little bit more promiscuous than I was and putting myself in more high-risk situations.
Meaning, she says, not always demanding her partners wear a condom or discussing sexual histories. Before long, Vanderziel started to notice unusual symptoms.
I had pain during urination. I was just in a lot of discomfort.
She ignored the problem for a while, but eventually sought help. The diagnosis
was positive for chlamydia.
Chlamydia is the frontline infection in the nation's ballooning STD epidemic. Again, the Montana Health Department projects over 4,000 cases of chlamydia will be reported in Montana by year's end.
Which is actually a little less than last year.
That's Judy Nielsen, the Montana Health Department's STD HIV Prevention Section Supervisor.
Women are diagnosed with chlamydia more often, generally because they go to doctor's offices more often. You know, they need their regular PAPs for birth control, and we believe that's just a matter of more testing. They're getting it from male partners or sharing with male partners, so the disease is probably equal should the men be tested as often.
Chlamydia is easily treated with antibiotics. If left untreated, however, it can lead to serious complications, including infertility. There are many explanations behind the alarming rise in sexually transmitted infections. One of them is the emergence of the new hookup culture. Tinder, Casual X, Snapchat, and Grindr are some of the most popular apps for people seeking both traditional dates and, yes, anonymous sex. Jessica Vanderziel works at Missoula's OpenAid Alliance, whose services include a needle exchange and screenings for sexually transmitted infections. She says anonymous hookups online or at the local bar are neither uncommon nor tough to find, but cautions that
at that point you are putting yourself at more of a risk, just not knowing who that other person has been sleeping with, if they're doing that every night. I mean, you know what you're doing. You never know what anyone else is doing.
Have a lot of your friends or many of your friends, any of your friends had run-ins with STIs?
The majority, yes. Pretty much all of my friends have had some sort of STI or been exposed or know someone who has.
Experts say condom use is a must in uncommitted sexual relationships. Further aggravating infection rates is the tricky nature of sexually transmitted infections. Sometimes they present no obvious symptoms. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends yearly chlamydia and gonorrhea testing of all sexually active women younger than 25 years of age. CDC also recommends at least one HIV test for everyone aged 13 to 64 who visits a doctor. Men who have sex with men should talk with their healthcare providers about general sexual health screenings. Missoula's Jessica Vanderziel says we, as a nation, need to have more frank discussions about sexual health.
We need people to know that it's okay to have an STI and it's okay to have that happen to you and be human, and treatment is just a step away. Don't beat yourself up for something that you did in your past. You know, we all make mistakes. We can all move forward.
Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.